Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, October 26th, 2017. New security rules for U.S.-bound flights are now in effect. Then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. We'll spotlight a family who has fostered over a dozen children of drug-addicted parents. Spain is seizing control of Catalonia's public television and radio station. And music legend Kenny Rogers is retiring after 60 years. Reuters reports that new security measures are taking effect in airports across the world for U.S.-bound flights. The new guidelines include potential short security interviews, and airlines are asking passengers to arrive extra early, some 3 hours early, to take into account the new procedures and extended processing time.
Passengers flying into the United States are encountering tougher scrutiny Thursday after stepped-up security measures took effect at airports around the globe. Officials say the new screening is likely to add delays for some 325,000 travelers a day in more than 100 countries. Transportation reporter David Shepherdson is on the story.
In June, the administration announced a series of enhanced security requirements, and that requires airlines to conduct brief interviews with passengers before they get on flights and head to the U.S., just to assess if they pose any sort of threat.
Shepherdson says the airport interviews and other measures are designed to avoid imposing a ban on laptop computers in aircraft cabins amid fears that bombs could be concealed inside.
Remember in March, the administration, fearful of people attempting to smuggle explosives onto airplanes through laptops or other electronic devices, took the extraordinary step of banning passengers from 10 airports from bringing a laptop in the cabin with them on direct flights to the U.S.
The Trump administration lifted the ban in July, but ordered airlines flying to the U.S. to step up security. Shepherdson doesn't believe the new restrictions will cause passengers to avoid the U.S.
I think it's unpleasant, but I don't think this batch of restrictions is going to be enough for people to say, I'm not going to take that trip because I might have to agree to an in-person interview or check in earlier for my flight.
Exactly what passengers now face will vary greatly from one country and airline to another. Air France said it would begin handing U.S.-bound passengers in Paris a questionnaire. Emirates Airlines said it would begin interviewing passengers at check-in counters in Dubai. Cathay Pacific is now advising U.S.-bound passengers to arrive 3 hours before departure.
And now it's time for your stock market report. Here is Reuters' Roselle Chen with the rundown on yesterday's disappointing stock performance.
Wall Street's rally paused after the latest earnings failed to impress investors. AT&T missed. It lost video subscribers, and fewer of its customers got upgrades ahead of Apple's iPhone X launch. AT&T stock tanked. Boeing surprised investors with a $300 million charge for its troubled aerial refueling tanker program. Its shares plunged. Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at First Standard Financial.
A little disappointment perhaps from Boeing, obviously, which is weighing on the Dow. We had Chipotle earnings also missed their target. And as a result of that, we're having a minus day. I don't think it really changes the trend in any way. I just think it's a one-day wonder.
Chipotle plunged after falling short on earnings. AMD shares took a dive after the chipmaker gave a disappointing outlook. On the flip side, Anthem rose on better-than-expected profit, and Northrop Grumman jumped on positive earnings and profit forecasts. In Europe, shares fell after a mixed batch of company results.
Now let's see what the major stock indices are doing today. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 112 points, and in the first hour of trading was up 101 points at 23,430. The Nasdaq yesterday closed down 35 points, and in early trading was down 11 at 6,553. The S&P 500 yesterday closed down 12 points, and in early trading was up 3 points at 2,561. Crude oil was down 9 cents at $52.09 a barrel. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 32 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed down 100. The London FTSE 100 was up in late trading about 31 points and the DAX in Germany was up 114. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Alfred the Great. The saddest thing about any man is that he be ignorant, and the most exciting thing is that he knows. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alfred the Great. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Day at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Alfred was born in 849, the fifth son of the King of Wessex. He was known to be a scholar, having translated Christian classics into Anglo-Saxon. In 868, Alfred married Ihilswith, daughter of Ethelred the Mickle, ealdorman of the Gainas, and together they had two sons and three daughters. He spent most of his reign fighting the onslaughts of the Danes on and off. In the end, the Saxons prevailed over the Danes, and most of the individual Saxon kingdoms were crushed out of existence. Wessex became a rallying point for all Saxons, and England was subsequently unified. Alfred suffered throughout his life with a painful, unpleasant illness, which has been diagnosed in modern times as either Crohn's disease or hemorrhoidal disease. He died in 899 of unknown causes. St. Alfred the Great, pray for us. NPR is reporting that President Trump is expected to declare the opioid crisis a public health emergency today. While opioid addicts, young and old, have been receiving the spotlight, there are other victims of this crisis, the children of opioid addicts. According to statistics from September 2015, of the children who were taken from their homes nationwide, 32% were removed because of their parents' drug abuse. CNN spotlighted Ohio couple Cindy and Jesse Swafford, who have been foster parents for a decade and have fostered over a dozen children of opioid-addicted parents.
Man, been a long time. 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
12-year-old Caleb Swafford just saw his biological father for the first time in a decade.
Just want you to know I've changed for the better. I've done a 360 in my life.
Yeah.
He knows more than any child should ever have to about the grip of heroin. It ripped his dad away from him.
You were going through so much when you was that age, man. I didn't have no means to get you to where you guys needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Yeah, I understand.
So I let you guys just stay where you was. I knew you were well took care of.
Mm-hmm. Come on, just throw it.
Is it a crisis in this community?
Oh, I think so. The addiction to it and the hold that it has on people makes it really hard to get off of it.
But the kindness of strangers has saved Caleb. He's being raised by Cindy and Jesse Swafford, who took him and his brother in as foster children a decade ago and then adopted them both.
It's a lot to cope with Caleb at 12 years old.
It's just been a lot better than I would have done with my other parents.
The most recent data show 50% of the children in Ohio's foster care system are there because of their parents' drug use, and more than half of those are because of an opioid addiction. Of the 15 foster children Cindy and Jesse have taken in, 13 are because of their parents' drug addiction.
I'm confident that if we opened another bed in our home, it would be filled with another baby with an opiate issue.
It's a sad reality.
It is. Yeah. It's hard to hold a baby as they're withdrawing from heroin.
I hate to say it this way, but we kind of clean up a little bit of the mess. So, I mean, we need more people to help clean up the messes with us.
Caleb decided that even after so many years, he wanted to see his birth father, James, who says he's been clean from heroin for the past 18 months.
It's his choice if he wants to go back on them, but I feel like I can help in some way to motivate him to not use it again.
What do you think when you hear Caleb say that at 12 years old, he wants to be part of what helps his dad stay off of heroin?
I mean, It's scary because that's a big responsibility for a 12-year-old. And I also have a different understanding of the pull to heroin for these moms and dads. And I'm sure there's a part of him that really does want to stay clean for him. There's also a part of me that knows that it doesn't always work that way.
James says he was addicted to heroin for more than a decade. It cost him his family, his job, and even his home. But today, sober, he gets to see his son for the first time in 10 years.
How you feeling?
Emotional. Nervous. Been a long time.
Of course you've thought about all that the heroin took away from you.
Yeah. It took my whole life from me.
All your children?
All of them. All my children, my job at one time. I was homeless out here for 3 years. You know, not knowing where my next meal was coming from. You know, I was out here shoplifting to support my habit. It got bad. Many, many jail stays. You have to hit bottom. You have to. Or you're just not going to get help. But it took me, you know, almost dying, not even being here, to do it.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
So I can see you.
Much better. Much better. So what do you like to do?
Well, I like to... Well, I really like, my favorite subject in school is science.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It always caught my interest. God, I'm just telling you, I've never stopped thinking about you. Never, never. Mm-hmm. Even when I was out there messed up, man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be my motivation to quit, to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad now that you are able to clean.
Yeah, no desire.
As he went to bed that night, Caleb told his mom that was the best day of his life. A day of hope after heroin.
Catalonia's public TV and radio station are the new battleground in the struggle of Catalonia to retain their autonomy. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has seized control of the Catalonian media. CNN's Erin McLaughlin has the story.
Journalists at TV3, Catalonia's public news station, never thought they'd become a part of the story, part of their own coverage of Catalonia's push for independence. But that's exactly what's happened after Spain's prime minister announced he's seizing control of Catalonia's public TV and radio station. Vicent Sanchis is the station's news director.
There is no justification for a government to intervene in public media.
The takeover, just one element of Madrid's plan to exert control over Catalonia under Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. TV3 stands accused of being a propaganda tool in favor of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont and his campaign for independence.
Is TV3 biased in favor of Puigdemont?
This is incredible. We're regulated by parliament. We're not controlled by the government. We don't favor anyone. Even the doubt offends us.
Reporters Without Borders, a media watch group, tells a different story. In an October report, it writes TV3 has a clear bias in favor of the Catalan government. One example noticed by many Catalans, the anthem begins to play on Spain's national holiday, TV3 cuts back to the studio. This is considered a cultural slight. The station says it wasn't intentional. Reporters Without Borders is equally critical of the other side, Spain's national public media, TVE, saying it's biased in favor of Madrid. Some TVE employees have even protested its coverage of the crackdown on the October 1st referendum, saying the station purposefully downplayed the police violence. TVE declined to comment. The division's also apparent in print. Catalan paper's coverage of the recent general strike offering a very different picture than the papers out of Madrid. On October 1st, images of police violence spread like wildfire on Facebook and Twitter, shocking Europe and the rest of the world.
Many of those pictures have been proven to be fake pictures.
Really?
And that was, if there was any use of force, it was a limited one.
While some of the images shared were doctored, the very real violence of the day was well documented.
Catalan independence movement and the Catalan government has been running a PR campaign for a long time, and it's been very effective. I think the Spanish government was extremely slow to realize that it was losing a propaganda war that it wasn't even fighting.
A war the Spanish government now seems determined to win. The day after Article 155 is invoked, what happens to TV3?
We don't know yet how it will be executed. Obviously, we're very worried.
Anxiety now a common feeling on both sides of this deepening divide. Erin McLaughlin, CNN, Barcelona.
The Daily Mail reports that music legend Kenny Rogers is retiring after 60 years. Last night, a celebrity-studded concert called All for the Gambler, Kenny Rogers' farewell concert celebration, was held in Nashville, Tennessee, and was recorded for airing at a later date. Dolly Parton joined Rogers on stage for one last duet, their first since 12 years ago when their Islands in the Stream was proclaimed country music's greatest duet of all time. Rogers said to Rolling Stone Country, quote, "This is all I've done for 60 years, but my mobility has gotten kind of strange, and I don't like to go on stage and have to apologize. It's just one of those things. You make decisions based on what life gives you. I've had a great life. I can't complain, but it's time for me to hang it up, I think." Here are Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, and Idina Menzel giving their tributes to Kenny Rogers at last night's concert.
I don't have any advice for Kenny. Kenny knows everything. I got a little information for him. I'll share with him later, but okay. Not advice. No, actually, it's just been a thrill and a wonderful ride for me. That was my lucky day when I met Kenny, and we recorded Islands in the Stream, and Lord, we've just had a whole lifetime together then.
Yeah. It's been wonderful.
It's interesting. I went to, I got a call from Kenny to meet him in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had a song for him, but I'm used to pitching songs for the Commodores. And so what was interesting, we never finish a song. We always give you the first verse. If you like it, we keep it. If you don't like it, no big deal. So I walked in the door with him and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the song. And I said, lady, ba 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 ba. You like that? And he said, where's the rest of it? I said, well, I'll finish it if you like it. And so he said, we'll finish it and meet me on Thursday at the studio.
We grew up listening to Kenny, not all country music, but actually Kenny. His song through the years was my parents' love song to each other. So my sister and I were known to bring them down to the basement on their anniversary and do a concert for them and play Through the Years on piano and flute. And then, of course, my parents got divorced, so as much as I love that song, I'm not singing it tonight.
In this Celestial Musings, yesterday the New York Daily News reported that 58-year-old Bruce Paddock, the brother of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, was arrested, being found with over 600 images of child pornography in his possession. Paddock was arrested at a nursing facility in Los Angeles and slapped with 20 criminal charges related to possession of child pornography or the sexual exploitation of children. I cannot say I have any deep thoughts about this. It's disgusting. But I do wonder what on earth caused these men to behave in such a mentally ill fashion as to do what they did. I wonder how much of their behavior was influenced by genetics and how much by perhaps a deficient home life, for we know their absentee father was a thief and a con artist who in his psychiatric evaluation was deemed to have a sociopathic personality. I do not know how many Paddock brothers there are, but I know there's another one in Florida, and man, would I hate to be him right now. What a cross to carry knowing the terrible crimes those who share your flesh and blood have done. We all like to think that we know ourselves, but it would seem to me that if my father and brothers behaved in such depraved manners, I might start to question whether I too would go down that same path as well. I know the saying goes, there but for the grace of God go I. I hope that Eric Paddock in Florida believes in God and his grace, because how else could one process such disturbing information about one's family and not be profoundly affected in the negative? I pray that we never see Eric Paddock in the news and that his brother Bruce can find the help and healing that his brother Stephen never could. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.